Hey, Matt, it's Mike Liu and Steve DiAssi. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We appreciate you taking a few minutes. We talked to Rob Ninkovich. It was a late night last night. You got in at 5 o'clock and you get up and you talk with us about what it sounds like from hearing Logan after the game and Rob's comments, a game that you guys might not still be over, and that even this morning, a game that feel like got away and should have had that one in Carolina, Matt.
Well, you know, it's obviously disappointing when the game doesn't work out in your favor, especially when you don't feel like you played as well as you could have. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, they made more plays than we did at the end of the day, and they won the game. But we've got to be able to turn the page and move on to Denver because we got a short week ahead of us.
Matt, take me through that final play. You sitting there on the sidelines, the emotion of it, to see the flag go down and then to see them pick it up, and that's it. You just walk off the field and the game's over.
You know, it's obviously tough to end a game that way, and still not really sure what happened and what the explanation was behind the picking up of the flag, but you know, like I said, it is what it is, and us losing that game doesn't come down to that final play. There were several plays over the course of the game that maybe we could have executed better on, and we wouldn't have left ourselves in that position. So, you know, no football game comes down to one play, and it's just unfortunate that the game ended in that manner, but it is what it is.
So what do you guys take from that game, both positively and negatively, and how do you use it to get better?
Well, I think the positive thing that we can look at is, you know, obviously we didn't start the game very fast. We didn't come out like we would have wanted to, but we were able to play ourselves back into the game. And I think that showed a tremendous amount of mental toughness, being that environment was electric last night, and it was a tough place to play. But obviously, we do see a lot of areas that we can improve upon, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to look at the tape a little as we move on to Denver. But we understand that down the stretch, we're going to have to play a lot better going against these opponents we have coming up.
You play a big role in the special teams for this team, Matt. I understand that. You've also spent time at the wide receiver position. So you've been interfered with. And I heard you say it didn't cause you the game, and I know that Bill said that after the game last night. But just you personally, you played the position. Was that pass interference in the end zone last night that ended that game?
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't because they didn't call it. It's only a foul if they call it.
Well, technically they did. They did call it, right? They called the flag. They called
for a few
something.
Seconds.
I think it was going to be pass interference, and they pulled the flag up. I guess I'll reintroduce the question. When they threw the flag, did you assume before they picked it up that was going to be pass interference against the linebacker and Rob Gronkowski, and that your offense would have the ball at the 1 yard line?
I think we were under that impression, but. You know, like, it really doesn't matter, guys. It really doesn't matter.
You know, it seemed like that atmosphere.
Decided not to make the call, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it seemed like that atmosphere. I mean, you know, unfortunately, it was a great football game, and obviously there's some things that maybe you shot yourselves in the foot as a team. But yeah, we're spending all this time talking about this call, which takes away from the game. Ever been involved in a game like that? 7 drives for both teams, and that was it.
Yeah, it was definitely a different ebb and flow in that game last night. And it's been a long time since I can remember being involved in a game like that. So, you know, every possession was precious, so to speak. And I guess going in, we knew that with the way that defense played, the way that offense played. You know, they control the clock, and the defense has been dominant. So, but, you know, we played – it wasn't like we played, poorly throughout the course of the night. We made plays and put ourselves in position to be competitive at the end. It just didn't work out for us.
He's Matthew Slater of the Patriots. Nice enough to get up after a long night and talk with us on Patriots Monday and a Tuesday. Matthew, appreciate the time. Good luck against Denver.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Slater joining us, and they had 10 again last night, and it's not going to get easier for the special teams group. They got Trenton Holiday with the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm.